Now we'll discuss about the bacterial infections which can occur commonly in persons with HIV infection. So there are a number of the bacterial infections which can occur in HIV infected person depending upon the exposure or the viral load they have, what is the CD4 count. So first we will discuss about the common bacterial infections which can occur. So we'll move in that order of the order of the common infections, moving to the least common. So the cutaneous bacterial infections are very common and they pose a risk of bacteremia and septicemia. So what are the portals of entry from where the bacterial infection can actually enter into the body of an HIV infected person? It can either be a central venous lines or because of after a IV drug abuse, if the skin is not properly cleaned with an antiseptic, doing any surgical procedures or other procedures, right? So or any secondary bacterial infection of inflammatory dermatosis or any skin conditions. So what will be the signs of the bacterial infection? It will be splinter hemorrhages and acral papulonecrotic lesion. And later on, there were maybe bacteremia or septicemia with the signs and symptoms of fever, malaise, etc. So, talking about the order of the infection which are common from becoming more common to the least common are the Staph aureus, including the MRSA, Pseudomonas species, E. coli, and Streptococcus pyogenes, right? Polymicrobial infection can also be present in up to 40% of the cases. So first we'll talk about the Staphylococcus aureus. The what type of infections or cutaneous infection can occur because of the Staphylococcus aureus. So jo Staphylococcus aureus hai, it can cause a number of infections, like it can cause staphylococcal folliculitis. So what are the other DDs which we should keep in our mind? उसमें हमारे पास मेलेसीजिया फॉलिकुलाइटिस, डर्मेटोफाइट फॉलिकुलाइटिस, इओसिनोफिलिक फॉलिकुलाइटिस, डर्मोडक्स फॉलिकुलाइटिस, एक्ने वल्गैरिस, रोजेशिया. इंट्रोडिजिनस स्टेफिलोकोकल फॉलिकुलाइटिस में मिमिक कैंडिडोसिस. और जो क्रिप्टोकोकोसिस हैज प्रेजेंटेड एज अ कॉर्पोरियल स्यूडोफॉलिकुलाइटिस, ठीक है. फिर उसके बाद हमारे पास आता है सेकेंडरी स्टेफिलोकोकल इन्फेक्शन ऑफ द स्किन. इट इज़ एन इम्पॉर्टेंट कॉम्प्लिकेशन ऑफ द इन्फ्लेमेटरी डर्मेटोसिस. एंड इफ़ यू आर नॉट यूजिंग द कोट्रामोक्सिसोल एज अ प्रोफाइलेक्टिक एजेंट, देन इट कैन कॉज दीज सेकेंडरी बैक्टीरियल इन्फेक्शंस.